Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details. It is our final wrap-up Wiffles Wednesday. Glad you're along with us, and so is Dr. Brent Tharp. He is with our friends from Wiffles. He is one of the gentlemen that's gathering all the information from the field managers, from our district sales managers, bringing it in-house and getting ready to focus on 2023. He's their technical product manager. You know, let's talk about this year, Brent. The initial takeaways that you're seeing from the side-by-sides that your team has put together and just kind of overall observations. What was 2022's positives and negatives from your perspective?
Well, from my perspective, looking at Wiffles' footprint, which covers the Corn Belt, it was kind of depends where you had rain. And wherever there was rain, which where you're sitting there in the southern and central Wisconsin, you're sitting pretty good. You got some nice rains throughout the year. Now, there were some dry areas, don't get me wrong, but overall, I think I would say that upper Corn Belt crop is fared pretty well.
Yeah, we were really blessed in Wisconsin. When you take a look at some of the challenges other regions were facing, we really struck a lucky balance. So, you know, Brent, I was telling you, now that things are kind of wrapped up, the equipment's been parked, a lot of growers just kind of fade into end-of-the-year activities and focusing on 2023. What happens with you guys at Wiffles? What do your research teams, your breeding teams, what are they going to be doing now for the next few weeks or months?
Yeah, well, it's we're crunching data like crazy right now. So we're looking through all the observations. Our research team, our the corn breeders that we have go around to our 70 research sites and myself, and we take notes throughout the year on our on the corn hybrids and just all the experimentals plus the commercials, and then you know the combines roll through and give us information. So we just have to coalesce all that data, put it together, make sense of it. So you know the corn breeders, they've been busy crunching through the data and then getting their winter nurseries out. So you know we use a winter environment to make another cycle of hybrids. So those are being grown, and those will be the ones that we're, you know, evaluating and testing next year. So, but right now we're also concurrently going through data and doing our hybrid advancement. So we're getting ready to choose the next class of Wiffles hybrids that we'll be introducing to the sales team here in early winter.
Sure. Have you ever counted it up, Brent? I'm always absolute. It's hard for me, but I get overwhelmed when I think about how many different varieties you start with initially and then winnow down to what we may ultimately see in the field.
Yeah, you know, I don't have that number in front of me. It's you know, to be in this business and this side of the business with research, you've just got to be don't get too proud of what your project is, because you always have to make a lot of cuts. So
yeah,
it's a really large number. Again, Pam, I'm sorry, I don't have that in front of me. But
it's a lot. It might depress you, Brent. You might not want to carry on with the rest of your Wednesday if you looked at
that. That's right. I don't like to focus on that.
Dr. Brent Tharp's along with us. He's the technical product manager with Wiffles. This is our wrap-up Wiffles Wednesday. Now, what about the agronomy team? What is their area of emphasis this winter, Brent, that you're hearing from them? Any big conversation pieces that are coming up?
Yeah, so our agronomy team, again, different kind of data, but we're putting together data and putting together what topics we feel like farmers are asking about. And we're going around. We're actually, you know, our sales teams puts on post-harvest meetings, we call them. They're customer events. And we share kind of a lot of times at those meetings. We'll walk through how the year went, the year in review. So the agronomy managers are often part of that. We're also putting together just information for, like, webinars. We felt, you know, during COVID, that forced us into new ways of communicating And with the webinar concept online, that seemed to work pretty well. So we're putting together webinars. I think we're going to have some. I'm sure we'll be talking about tar spot is a hot mm-hmm. topic out there. Corn rootworm mm-hmm. Is always an issue in the corn production. So those are two big agronomic issues we'll be discussing.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to seeing what the end results are. And obviously, we hope to be informing folks on how well Wiffles are performing in 2023. Brent, thank you for the update and have a good holiday season.
Thank you, Pam.
All right, folks, that is a wrap-up of our Wiffles Wednesday, featuring today a conversation with Dr. Brent Tharp. He is the Technical Product Manager with Wiffles. Now, remember, if you want to get a jump start on some of those webinars that Dr. Tharp was just talking about, you want to stay in the loop as far as those meetings and new hybrids are concerned, great place to start at wiffles.com. Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.